Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the feisty but financially literate company of Aidan Donnelly from Davies. Good morning, Aidan.
Good morning, Joseph. How are you?
I presume you're still financially literate.
Well, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping so. I'm never feisty.
Okay, never. So neither. Let us start with one of the country's agencies for startups being wound up, according to the Business Post.
Yeah, this is an interesting story, and if it turns out to be the case, I think it'll be potentially very worrying for an awful lot of entrepreneurs and startups. It's a story, as you said, in the Business Post, saying that the leading startup accelerator, which is the NDRC, it's basically the flagship accelerator, is going to be forced to close its doors from November 2025 unless new funding is found. Basically, the funding exists under the current one is from the Department of Communications, and they've decided to cease funding for the program. Given how when you look at the list of alumni that have come out of there, you know, it would be a real shame if this is let to go, if funding can't be found for it. But when you look at it, like over 180 million has already been raised by early stage startup companies participating in the NDRC program since 2021. It's created 650 jobs over that period, and more than 950 companies have participated in various different initiatives. So it has a very, very broad reach, and it certainly would be a serious concern if funding couldn't be found for this going forward.
Yeah, I just wonder whether they're going to shift the focus from the NDRC to Enterprise Ireland. That Enterprise Ireland is going to be the new accelerator. Because I don't think money is the issue here. I am really confident that there's something else at play here.
Yeah, it could well be the case. It would, you know, maybe. But the other thing too is, I suppose maybe it's there is a need for a little bit of joined up thinking across various different agencies that are trying to do the same thing.
Yeah,
you know, maybe we stack them together and really maximize and leverage the potential
and go through one agency. Now, moving to a company that is definitely not short of money, and that is Google. I see that it may have to sell off its internet browser, Chrome.
Yeah, this has been going on and been in the papers for quite some time since they lost an antitrust case in the States during the summer. And now we're at the point where both sides have to basically put in submissions about ways to remediate the situation. Now, the justice lawyers on Wednesday came in and said, put in their piece, in their submission, and they've said, look, we want to see them to sell off Chrome browser. We want them basically to be able to not to use or to allow people to opt out for any use of their artificial intelligence. And they're also looking potentially to divest from the Android business phone or the Android phone business, or to get somebody to supervise it. This, I suppose, is, if you think about it, from the Justice Department, they want to throw everything, you know, the kitchen sink at it. We've seen it before. They tried to do it with Microsoft. Now, the company is going to obviously appeal the original decision and also can submit their submission early next year and decision, you know, the judge makes a decision middle next year. I think it's the second quarter next year. But, you know, when you think about it, around 90% of searches are done on Google, and Chrome is by far the most popular. You know, are you starting now to see a situation where consumers' experience, consumer rights and all these things are being impacted by a federal decision? And, you know, that's where I think that the rubber's really going to hit the road. And certainly, as I said, when the Justice Department went over after Microsoft many years ago, you know, there was a much broader view taken, and you know, talk of breaking up the company was shelved. But look, it's always worth keeping an eye on. And again, the other thing to bear in mind is you're going to have a new administration by next year, and
that's a very good point.
The landscape.
I wonder whether Sundar Pichai, the boss of Google or Alphabet, whether he was a big donor to an either campaign, because that may make a difference on what really happens to the company.
You'll probably find they were a donor of both campaigns.
Yeah.
Why not ride both horses in the race?
Now, you've just back from the United States, a very turbulent spell to be in the United States. What did you learn about the investment market and the mood over there?
Well, I think that there's a couple of things that struck me as interesting. The first one is that there was very little talk about the election. In, you know, 2 or 3 days after it, decision was made, people decided to move on and get with it. The other thing I thought that was very funny was nobody refers to it as the Trump presidency. It's all about the new administration. That's the term that's been used by everybody. It's almost like they don't want to use the T word. But I think when you know, if I look at it, I met over 30 companies in the week, and it'd be all CEOs, CFOs, mostly in the kind of an industrial space, and a lot of them would be big global companies. So I think when you sift down through what was said, there's three main political issues, I think, for them are things to come from the new administration. They are, not surprisingly, tax, tariffs, and immigration. And then there's also the other big talking point was interest rates and bond yields.
And I think because the US bond yields have gone crazy since the election.
They have, yeah. And like, I think when you talk to a lot of the industrial companies, they're saying, look, you know, next year we'll see interest rates lower and that'll be great. And we might well see interest rates lower from the Fed, but that doesn't mean that bond yields are going to go lower. And when you look at the US economy, it's really the 10-year bond yield that controls most of the lending in the US. So whether it's your mortgage rates, whether it's, you know, commercial property financing, whether it's auto loans, all these things are really based off the 10-year bond rate rather than the Fed funds rate. So, you know, we could easily, as we have seen, interest rates being cut in the US twice in the last couple of months, and yet bond yields are higher than where they were when that started. So bond yields are going to be a very, very big key, I think, for the economy into next year.
Mm-hmm. And you also, one of the T's that you can talk about is tariffs, because tariffs can be easily imposed through executive order by Trump 2.0, whereas changing the tax rates, that requires Congress.
Well, I think, look, the interesting thing about the tax rate is all of the companies I met, to a man and woman, said, we've no issue with lower tax rates. We'd gladly take lower tax rates.
Of course,
so
they would.
I think they'll be pushing on an open door there, to be quite honest with you. But you're right, the tariffs one is the big issue. And I think from talking to those CEOs and CFOs, there's a few kind of things that they'll need clarification on. Whether, you know, the first one and most important one is, you know, is this going to be on finished goods, or is it going to be finished goods and components? Okay. Mm. If it's on finished goods, an awful lot of the companies say, look, we manufacture where we sell. So if we're selling into Europe, we've manufactured the finished product there. If we're selling in the US, we've manufactured the finished product there. In Asia, the same. But if you think about it, in the US, you know, when it comes to components, nobody in the US makes printed circuit boards, okay? They're all coming in from China. So you've got an immediate issue in terms of supply chains. The other thing the companies will say is, look, we've diversified our supply chain, and it's not just China. But, you know, the risk is that these tariffs are far more geographically spread than maybe just China. And to that end, I think the biggest worry companies in the US are facing is if those tariffs are put on between the US and Mexico, because you have so much cross-border traffic in terms of freight and cargo and everything, and manufacturing facilities down in Mexico. If you did see a tariff on Mexico, it would be a significant impediment to a lot of companies.
That'd be a very interesting one to watch. As you say, there is the new USMCA deal, but that may be revised again. Who knows? Aidan, thank you very much. Any plans for the weekend?
Nice, easy, relaxing one. Stay out of that bad weather.
Oh, indeed. It is going to be chilly. Aidan, look after yourself. That's Aidan Donnelly there from Davies.